We should watch that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Footage, I think. It's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
He's funny.
His footage and Jetan and Zara, and then what's that guy that has all the, oh all the rings in his, all the rings all real original?
Creature.
That's right. Because that guy was in a some kind of Freaks TV show.
Yeah, I think it was like Venice saying? Beach Boardwalk.
Oh yeah,
Freak Show.
No, I'm still hungry.
Yeah, it was crazy.
There's more some more Pischetti.
Oh, you know what? I have
dude,
a thing.
These potatoes. I could cook these up.
I'm always up for potatoes. I'm a potato man.
This guy likes his carbohydrates, folks. High quality
carbos.
Yeah. So, and I did once meet Roxanne in person at Onion Station.
Onion Station? What is...
I think it's pronounced Union.
Oh, yeah. How did you guys meet there?
Oh, you're talking about in this language or in other languages?
I mean, it's U, N, I, O, N, Onion.
I love
that's
it.
Right?
I love it.
It's hilarious. Yeah. That deserves
wouldn't it be awesome seconds. The comedian who has an audience who's just so lackadaisical and they're left. They're like, so then I, oh, there it is, yes. So then I says to the guy, how's it going?
Try doing stand-up in Humboldt sometimes, folks.
Like, just so...
By the way, if you're listening, Savage Henry just opened up a comedy club.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, right there in the square in the plaza.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, they like their reefers there, so it's, chances are there's some audience members just going, oh, what is going on? Oh, my God.
High quality.
Rosa told us a story about... accidentally eating too many edibles, which I don't know if I believe her because she seems like a troublemaker to me. She like kind of took too many and was like tripping out a little bit and like went to sleep and stuff. But she talked about it like she loved it. It was
well,
great.
Sleep sounds great.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? And then Loco Coco was like all... what was it? He was trying to say that St. Jade's should start administering marijuana to children. like blowing it in their faces.
What?
It was very shocking and hilarious. And there's a grain of truth to it.
Was this live during the...
Yes, yes.
It's very shocking and hilarious.
Well, that's the only way he would be. He was a very live character.
He's
that's
great, awesome. Dude.
That guy was great. I think that was part of his shtick, having the cane. It seemed so...
So clowny.
Yeah, it seems so
It's like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
At some point, you had the crutch in your hand, didn't you?
Dancing around.
You had this cripple man's crutch in your hand.
I'm so insensitive.
Just added to the comedy.
And weren't you sitting down?
He didn't seem the least bit offended by it. Like, why is the okay legged man?
I refuse to call him by his name.
Oh, yeah.
Call him
like, Clown Bolton.
Oh,
call
yeah.
Clown.
He didn't
like,
kept calling
Loco Coco.
Kept saying, I don't know. I'm Loco Coco.
Me yeah. Clown, everybody. Me
sure you are. That's exactly what Me Clown would say.
Did you also say that you were Loco Coco too?
That would have been smart.
That would have been great.
You would have been like, you're Me Clown. No, I'm Loco Coco. You're Me Clown.
No, I'm Loco Coco.
See, there's ideas here. We got something brewing for next year, folks.
It takes all the steam out of retaliation.
What?
It takes all the steam out of retaliation.
Oh no.
Oh. Cause then it's like, are you Me Clown? No, I'm Loco Coco. It's like, now they have a choice. Like, do they go, okay, yeah, you're Loco Coco and I'm Me Clown, or no, I'm Loco Coco and you're Me Clown. That's what I said. You're Me Clown. No. I'm a go, go, go. It just keeps coming.
Yeah, like, it turns into like a who's on first type situation.
That's right.
That's actually pretty funny.
Oh, man.
That would work.
Stick him into this crazy Aikido move till he finally goes, okay.
I'll have to hire a new clown next year, though.
Oh, man.
We're hiring, folks.
We're hiring, folks.
Show up as me, clown.
And you will get in free.
You will be fired.
We will hire you on the spot, and then we have very high turnaround. We will fire you. It's like telemarketing.
Very high turnaround.
It's a lot like telemarketing. You just come in and you work for a day,
yeah.
And you get the
bada boom, bada bing.
Bada bing, people.
You're on your own.
You're on your own.
If any me clowns are out there listening, that, you know, I've been in cahoots with the charismatic leader recently, and he told me.
What
did
he say?
I don't remember.
What does this being say to you?
This being told me that if you've ever been a me clown before and you're listening to this.
Oh boy.
Here it goes. You
He's
know what?
Drop
I
am
talking to this now.
You are encouraged to open up your own me clown franchise.
Oh my god, you cannot be
serious. He opened it up for.
Yeah, I believe tonight, you know, MC Events is live and well.
MC Events?
Some variation of it, you know what I mean?
Oh,
you know, you would never expect a charismatic leader to just open up that way. It was something about the night, something about this event that might have touched him. It's very strange.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, well, he...
Was it on a solstice?
I think so. It must have been, like, the end of October or something.
There it goes. Must be pagan. We're not opposed to pagans.
There's some form of... Yeah.
Pagan what?
Paganism.
We embrace all sorts of cultures here at Meeklown Industries. We
all
do not judge based on your ethnicity or your height or your...
Or what you like to peg.
Yeah. This is true.
Meat peg.
Oh. Watch out.
Oh my god.
It was so dramatic.
It was. Have you seen that movie?
Which movie?
Troll 2.
No,
that's
I haven't.
A clip from Troll 2.
That would?
The. Oh my god.
No, but I used to love the. I love the first one when I was a kid.
I've never heard anybody say
and
that.
And now an unreleased clip from Troll 1. There's no context, right? It's just a cow. And then.
He said it, folks. He finally said it.
And then the troll guy going, Rarrah, where's me gold? Just to top it off.
That's a leprechaun.
Me clown manual. I think you're right about the me clown manual thing. For next year, for sure.
Yeah, they deserve that manual.
It's something people can purchase, and you'd have, you know, certain rules along with it.
Or healthy guidelines.
Rules are a little bit of a harsh word. Rules are meant to be broken.
Meat is
malleable. So
meat is very malleable.
It's great because if you freeze it, you could shave it.
You can definitely shave it.
And it comes out real thin. You freeze it a little bit, and then when you cut it, you can cut it super thin.
Oh, so then they're almost like cold cuts.
Yeah, sure. Wait.
Oh, yeah. So
I don't know what
a
cold cut is. I honestly don't know what a cold cut is.
It's a Midwestern meat. It's one of the many locations sponsored by Meat Club and associates and subsidiaries.
How satisfying.
Oh, it satisfies this.
It's wicked satisfying.
You better believe it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been like a night of euphoria and joy.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes mine.
I'm getting an extremely large clue. I have a raging clue.
God, I remember that too.
I just got a raging clue.
Wait, what was that from? I remember watching that too.
was the Hardly Boys.
Oh, the Hardly Boys.
Hardly Boys.
I think I'm getting a clue.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Hardly Boys.
That's giving me a clue.
The Hardy Boys.
Watch out for that clue.
Watch out for that clue. There's no end to the madness, folks. Always remember that.
We got all sorts of ideas.
We'll be back later. We got approved. Oh, we want to work with you. 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 Oh, we want to work with you. We want to work with you. Yes, we want to work with you. We want to work with you. Oh, we want to work with you. We want to work with you. Oh, we want to work with you. Oh, we want to work with you. Oh, we want to work with you. Yeah, we want to work with you. Yeah, we want to work with you. We want to work with you. Oh, we want to work with you. We want to work with you. Oh, we want to work with you. Oh, we want to
work with you. Could you imagine? Thing if they walk bathroom. Interesting. I'm starting to see the garden creatures, if you will, the shadow creatures. I don't know. They're all good. They're all here. They're just mischievous. Yeah, they're just mischievous. We're thinking of how funny that would be as if, like, during the showing of Bloody Bobby. I don't know if you were there to hear this, but during the showing of Bloody Bobby, they get tickled at certain parts. Tickled. Oh my god, that would be absolutely hilarious. Completely unexpected tickling. Oh my god.
Oh man. Unexpected tickling. Well, that was certainly unexpected, that tickling. That was certainly unwarranted, unconsented tickling. Oh no, but I'm giggling now. Oh no. Oh no. Oh boy, that was so funny. Hey, Slubby, how's it going? Hey, Slubby. Hey, Slubby.
I was telling him about a TV show called Baskets, where Zach Galifianakis is a clown.
Oh.
And Louis Anderson is his mother.
Oh, that's great. Who's his mother?
Louis Anderson. EB2016. Remember that comedian? Big white guy, he had an animated show for a while. I'm Louis Anderson.
Oh, yeah. So that's his dad?
Oh, no, it was, he plays Zach Galifianakis' mother on the TV show.
Oh.
So he dresses in drag and, you know.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, my God. Visioneer.
Oh, yeah, this is a movie called Visioneers where it seems his co-workers are exploding around him.
Oh my God. I like how absurd. The absurdity.
He didn't seem like the type that would explode.
Yes.
Green Park LLC.
Oh, yeah.
I did just see that the other day. Yes.
I think Meat Clown is friends with her on the internet.
Oh my God. That's fantastic. If we could do it.
She posted that.
Oh.
It was like, hey, look at me. I'm on an ad.
Oh my God.
This is another one I found. Let me see if it'll
do. Oh.
It'll turn around. Oh, rotation lock. Is that a recording device?
Yeah, I'm recording. Oh, that's great. Oh yeah.
So he's like,
dude.
Guy, but he has like a black eye.
So Dream Corp LLC. Oh yeah, he's got the, I saw that. Oh yeah, the black eye.
It might be,
it puts
like
this question mark in there.
An Adult Swim thing or something.
Yes. Well, this is great now that you know that a gal that is involved with Meat Clown Button Solutions is in this thing. Now we do this awesome crossover thing where now she does a Meat Clown Value Network.
Sure.
And now we're like, hey, everybody, look who's here. And then we show just how closely related to the Dream Corp LLC that Meat Clown is. In fact, it could be one of their subsidiaries.
Of one or the other.
Of one or the other. One thing's for sure, it could be a subsidiary of one or the other.
Sure. Yes. The answer is always yes, folks. When it comes to high-quality products, Meat Clown has got that kind of thing going.
Oh, yeah. Now, what have you heard about The Other Side of the Wind? Have you seen the trailers for this yet?
Which one? The Valley Film Festival?
This, it's this Orson Welles, you know, we were talking about archives and stuff. This was his final film. It never was finished, and then finally it was all put together. Well, long after he's dead, this is now coming out. Posthumously.
Orson Welles is the guy with Pinky in the Brain.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's the voice
it
of
does,
the brain.
It does. So. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Orson Welles is the voice of the brain.
That's what he's best known for.
Yeah. He's done other stuff, some kind of Martian invasion thing. F is for fake.
Some small-time deals.
Small-time deals. Something about Rosebud. And, he was mostly known
thing.
For... Yeah, oh, that old
it
thing.
It was a sled. I'll save you 2 boobless hours.
Boobless.
Boobless.
Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Orson Welles.
It makes sense, because he dropped the snow globe. And it... He was thinking about his precious sled the whole time.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, it's a big, big, big plot twist.
I actually tried to watch that one recently. It's Jones.
I didn't get
the cartoon
thing. No, Citizen King.
Oh, gotcha.
I watched most of it. It got to like the interviews and stuff where they're talking about him and trying to figure out what Rosebud was, and it becomes clear that the journalist is being lied to by people who are just like, oh yeah, totally, no, give me some money, I know everything. I'll tell you whatever you want about Rosebud. We're good friends.
Oh, that's great.
Kind of lost it at that.
I need to really watch that again.
It's very good. I recognize it's good. I just have a low attention span. I like my media to be quick.
I've heard that it's very cinematic.
Yeah, definitely.
Do we cross here or do we wait?
Let's just wait. They make it, it's very intentional. You know, everything was put there for a reason. It tells a story, it enhances everything.
Was he inspired by Stanley Kubrick?
It's probably the opposite. Kubrick was probably, I think he was after.
Oh, so he didn't watch, so you're saying he didn't watch The Shining and wasn't inspired by that to kind of add clues and stuff into making Citizen King, is what you're saying.
Well, it's possible. Yeah. If there was some sort of time, like a time taco gets
folded. Oh, yeah, the time taco.
Yeah. One end touches the other side.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're like back in the gold room.
Yeah, everybody knows about the time taco. You. Edison made the time taco.
Really?
Yeah.
He George made it. Edison?
Yeah, George Edison.
That guy who sells weed on the
George Edison. He made the time taco.
He knows.
Yeah.
He knows it all.
At least that's what he calls it.
Time itself is a taco.
That's right.
And you have to fold it and stuff it with lettuce.
Would that be great?
And meats.
Yeah.
Seasoned meats.
He's like, I've got the most important information you're ever going to need to know. It's the time taco.
Yeah.
You fold it in half. You stuff it with meats.
Uh-huh.
Now you have the answers to the universe.
Bit of lettuce on there.
Yeah.
Just to balance it out and to sort of help cleanse.
You gotta have the crunch.
Oh yeah, the crunch too.
Hopefully you get the. Well, I guess it.
The what? The and the sweet and the savory.
Soft taco. I was thinking a hard taco.
Oh.
The which crunch. Would also be crunchy, but
that
yes.
would be crunchy.
A soft taco
there
does.
There can be crunchy bits.
Time is a soft taco. It's malleable.
That's right. Time is malleable.
Time is tasty and delicious like a seasoned marinated meat product.
Oh, yeah. Now, what kind of secret sauces do they have with the Meat Clown Industries?
Oh, wow. A variety of sauces. It really ranges depending on your region, you know?
Yeah.
If maybe you're... in the Los Angeles area, maybe you want something that's got like some...
bourbon.
Sure.
Oh, bourbon.
Yeah, bourbon is good. I was thinking like a pesto of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but maybe you go down south and
maybe
it's like a little spicy.
Uptown.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that famous bourbon-dipped pesto that they have in the southern states.
Definitely. It's all about the bourbon there.
Oh, yeah. I can already see the slogan. It's all about the burb. Apostrophe burb. Apostrophe.
It's all about the suburbs.
It's all about the burb. Oh, that's good too. Yeah, maybe Meat Clown Industries focuses big time on the suburbs. They run a series of adverts that have to do with just specifically the suburbs.
Yeah. Well, back in the 90s, they were experimenting with this technology. It was like they would sell you a game console that had a bunch of video games on it. You know, like you get like the console, it comes with 100 games that are, it looks like Mario Brothers, but it's called like Jario Grozzers or something.
Oh my God, Jario Grozzers.
Yeah. So Meat Clown, I think, was actually selling some of these back in the day, but with like Meat Clown themed things.
Oh yeah.
Just like stuff that they whipped out of old.
Like instead of Burger Time, it was Meat Clown Meat Product Time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Burger Solution Time.
That's right.
And
Burger Solution Time.
And each one of these things had a tracker in it. I mean, they were experimenting with it. Each one of them had a tracker in it, so they would know, okay, this person who bought this thing lives at this location.
Oh, what a clever way to do marketing research.
It was an early form of Google or Facebook.
Oh, my God.
But the difference being is that they would actually go to your neighborhood and advertise directly to you.
Whoa!
So you would walk outside your door, and for some reason there's something posted on there. Oh, it's Meat Clown Button products.
Oh my gosh,
that's like highly personalized service.
Highly personalized.
Well, it reminds me of, like, sometimes you'll see those politician signs in people's yards. I imagine that kind of thing. Like, there's suddenly a meat clown meat product, you know, sign right there in their front yard. So when they come out,
yeah.
they get about to get in their car.
Uh-huh.
And they just, they just a reminder, yeah. you know, it, you might want to get some more meat clown meat sausage soon. And they're like, how did they know I was
going to want
sausage?
Social media. Oh, no, well, there
yeah.
oh, they was track less social media back then, but it'll follow your public record information and
oh,
stuff,
yeah.
find out where you work.
Oh, yeah.
Start directly marketing to you.
Oh, yeah. And then it tries to
route.
And then it tries to hit you in the sweet spots. It starts favoriting and retweeting your tweets.
Right.
This is your sweet spot.
This is yeah. back in the 90s when tweets actually were from birds.
That's right. That's right. Back in the 90s when tweets were from birds.
They aren't like that anymore.
No.
Which is where the term for the birds came from.
When
that
was
is,
the last
that's
time you
right.
even heard a bird?
Yeah, that's true.
I can't recall the last
I mean,
time I heard a bird.
Yeah. I don't recall it. In fact, I don't recall it at all. Let's see. So what?
This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do. We're going to do.
Attention to where the sunland was at all.
It's just kind of pretty much just north of here.
Is it, thank you.
Oh, you got it. Okay, cool.
Is it bus friendly access?
It kind of is. It takes a couple buses for me to get there. How many buses does it take for you to get there?
Two.
Two. It might just be worth it to take an Uber over there.
Oh, because it's not far, because I think Kurt's taking an Uber, and it's only like...
Yeah, I'll take the bus up there, the two buses, and then I'll take the Uber back, because the buses don't run that late. Mm. So it's just kind of a, you know...
Yeah.
It's a mathematic
do.
Thing. It's a mathematic, you know,
yeah.
just figuring out
it's
the times
sure
and stuff.
My shit.
Yeah, it's from here, it's really not far away at all.
Okay. Figure it out.
Yeah, it's just an awkward, semi-rural area.
All right, let's see if it's still waiting. I think it will be. It's not leaving until 8 minutes, unless that means it'll be there in 8 minutes. You never can tell. Never can tell.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I just realized you put, like, a few bucks on it. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is this the one? There's gentlemen. More later. Yeah. It's all part of the charm of the journey of getting here, right? Because then when you get to the destination, you're like, I went on a quest I didn't even really intend on going on. I didn't expect I'd be like somehow entering like Legend of Zelda. I didn't realize that I'd meet a little man on the roof with a you know, with a golden goose. I had to tell him a poem and he'd open a secret door.
It's complicated.
Oh, well, you're just the man I'm looking for. You got an envelope for me? Well, why, yes, I do.
Oh my
Mr. Wilson gave that guy that thing to me.
Hopefully Disney doesn't get on me for this voice.
That's great. What if a character in one movie is imitating a like a Disney character or something? Can they get in trouble or no?
Yeah. They'll see.
Or do they notice
they
that's parody?
Litigious.
I want to know how to make a movie where we can utilize all of that and make it a parody film and get away with it. How do you do that? How
yeah.
fun would that be?
I mean, you have to alter it to
it
the
has
point.
To be distorted, huh? Like the logos, the image.
Well, there's
to be
that the superhero movie where they look just like Batman, Superman, and everything, but they're allowed
well,
to
like,
get away with it.
You used to go to Blockbuster Video and you would watch, instead of like The Sixth Sense, thank you, there would be The Seventh Sense.
That's right.
It was designed to trick people
yeah,
into thinking,
you're
oh,
so
this
right,
is a movie.
Yeah. When King Kong was out, it was just called Gigantic Ape.
Mr. Kong.
Mr. Kong.
Mr. Kong goes
Gigantic
to New York.
Mr. Kong goes to New York. Oh, shit. Goes to New York. Mr. Kong, the urban mountain climber.
Is it still
yeah, a little bit.
Sure.
Trying to be easy on it, you know.
Easy like
easy
a Sunday
on.
Morning.
Let's see.
There's a little
A little baby hit left in there, I reckon.
Here, let me pack it again.
Thank you for doing that. My battery on my pin died.
Mm.
So, and I left my backpack at the venue last night, and it has like everything in there.
Oh, I also left my death whistle over there because it fell down. And
you had a death whistle?
Yeah, that's
did we get a chance to hear it?
I don't know if you did.
Did
you play it on stage?
Huh?
Is it anything like a death rattle?
In a way, yeah.
Oh, are they made by the same cobblers?
I'm not.
Are they cobbled the same way?
I mean, are they smelt in gold?
Well, how about we go retrieve it and I will play it for you.
Say what?
Go out to Sunspace.
Go retrieve it when you get your backpack.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I will play it for you. And,
yeah, that'll be cool.
You must retrieve it to achieve it.
Okay, so,
yes.
So how could you, I guess I have this thought in mind, like, how can you help people without helping them?
Like without telling them what to do, you just kind of lead them to the water?
Yeah.
No, not even guide them. Like, damn, it's something that it bothers me.
Like, without telling them what to do?
Yeah, like a way where you trigger something in them that changes their life. Like,
they've got to be open to it, for sure.
You see? But I'm saying, like, how do you do it when they're, like, sealed,
like
shut?
You have to present it to them in a way that they understand.
Yeah.
In a way that seems normal for them.
Yeah.
Also gives them something that leads them in a way that they're used to thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But it leads them to something where it's like, okay, I'm used to this, but then, well, I don't normally think of this. And that could be tricky because you could make it to where they're just confused or just leave it, you know, in the background. But you have to, it's just presenting it in a way that they understand and they will follow.
So maybe utilizing analogies that pertain to the things that they're interested in. So let's say if they're more interested in sports, for instance, would you use sport analogies to kind of lead them to cosmic awareness and such?
I think so. You know, the reason why I bring this up is because Napoleon Hill, I read his book Think and Grow Rich, and also Outwitting the Devil. They point out that the more people you help in this world, the more the universe gives you back. So, I don't know what your personal preference is in this world. What do you want? You know, how do you see yourself successful? Are you there? Are you trying to be there? I'm trying to tell you that there's no reason to think about all that because, your imagination and your feeling, right? Your thought and your feeling, you visualize yourself like already there, like. But the emotion that thing brings you.
Right. You have to tap into the emotion.
Exactly.
Because the emotion, like, recognizes its home. It recognizes, like...
It's the beacon.
...signatures. And
beacon.
It recognizes, you know,
I love
what connects.
It recognizes its home. It just wants to be...
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
flash to an image of E.T. His bright finger.
So when you connect with that
it's like
that
a puzzle
energy,
piece. It just falls into place.
It does. Yeah, you connect with that emotional resonance, and it will do that. It'll resonate. It'll bring back the things you look at. It'll kind of like seep in the back. Okay. So this is what it is. Now I'm connected to this person at the moment. And what was this person talking about before? What was this person?
Well,
you know
what
where do they want to go with this?
What you were telling us about when you first started getting into the stones and stuff. You talked to the old man. And he's like, yeah, these things will, you know, give you giant wiener. And you're like, really? And he's like, no, not really.
Yeah,
mean? You're kind of tricky. He was kind of tricking you a little bit, but he kind of wasn't too because you got there.
True.
You know what I mean? So he's...
It's always a choice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I mean is like he was intriguing you. You know
True.
What I mean? He that guy helped you. You might not have been in that situation before,
so the question mark. The question mark always leads you down the rabbit hole, doesn't it?
I guess
because
the question
mark is like
is the answer.
Yeah, right. I love that, right? That
yes,
is so great.
Are you asking the right questions?
I read the picture in there that had like the shape and then a question mark. Did you see it?
Wait, no.
Yeah, let's see.
To the bathroom.
Like some sort of character on top of the sink.
Oh, here we go.
What does it say?
Where did the towels go?
Where did the towels go? Where?
A speech balloon and it's a question mark.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Where did the towels go? Thanks for the towels and then question mark.
Dude.
There's a lot of fun graffiti.
I just noticed small things like that and then it comes up in conversations.
Yes. It's fun. You know, it's a fun
it's
little
weird.
Game to play with
that
yourself. It's a game
there.
Of... Oh, yeah, it's good. It's a fun little game to play with yourself. It's a little game of peekaboo. You know, it's like... I like to pretend sometimes I'm taking the side of the higher mind. Like, I'll pretend like I'll stand in front of the mirror. This is a revelation I've been playing with the idea of lately. Standing in the mirror and... throughout my life, I would frequently just stand in the mirror and look at the thing that's beyond the thing that's in front of me. So
mm-hmm.
I just try to see, like, as far as I could into just the... where the root of that thing was, you know? And I would frequently walk away from the mirror wondering what that life of that version of myself is doing. As when I leave, what does it do? What's its own life like?
Are you talking about when there's two mirrors and they're kind of going into infinity?
Well, just
like,
oh, that too.
What's going on in all these dimensions?
Right, yeah. What are these guys up to?
What is this guy going to do when he goes out that door?
Yes.
When I've done that, I know that I tuned into something where I start to, like, it starts to separate. Like, you start to see, like, yourself, but it's not, like, it's just, like, that being I see in the mirror starts to become conscious.
Yes. Well, and that was one of
that's a trip.
Yeah.
it's
interesting when you're able to sort of, like, I'll notice myself blurring my eyes and just becoming unfocused. And... sort of seeing it breathe, like I have myself in my peripheral vision, but looking into the mirror, and it's kind of its own moving thing. Did you notice that sometimes?
Yeah.
Where you're going like, wait. I know that's me, but that thing is kind of like, if I'm pretending that's by itself, that thing is just moving right now. One of the things I've been doing is pretending that I am in its shoes, looking at this avatar. So like, that's the higher mind right there. And I go, okay, where are we right now? What are we doing right now? What's the thing that we really most highly appreciate or want to be doing? What projects do we have nagging at us that we, you know, let's just pretend that it's already done. How do you feel about that fact that it's done and that you've actually created that? It's so interesting. For instance, for this event, I would go back and forth between, like, the perspective of, oh, here's the original germination of the idea. Here's the seed, you know, and then going, okay, now let me pretend it's the day after the show, for instance. Let me pretend that this thing already happened, and how do I feel about that now? So it's like this crazy thing of going back and forth. Now that it's already happened, now I'm trying to remember what that version of myself felt like, what sort of intentions did he have in that moment when he planted that seed, and how much of that was reflected in the reality of that situation, to see, did I hit all the marks? Did I feel really happy about the bullseyes that I was intending on hitting? And being okay with ones that I didn't hit, you know, being okay with that, and not viewing it as it was a failure, just more of an inspiration of where it could also go, other dimensions that it could go. So I'm trying to, like, find the balance of that. Because I know sometimes there's that idea, you know, I've got these idea books, I've got all of these written ideas down, and I'm going, oh my gosh, this is another fun one that I had an idea for a play or a screenplay or what have you, song, whatnot. And what's so crazy is what's so exciting is, that's why I love having a podcast, is because that's become my journal, that's become my diary, that's become my note to my future self. Now he can listen back onto it. Now this is an archive to him. It's like, this is a present.
This guy is the mirror of myself.
Yeah, no, it's interesting to watch you guys play off each other. It's kind of cool.
I always crazy when I first met you. I'm like, this guy. We're parallel versions of each other. We're looking at doppelgangers of ourselves. Just an interesting different aspect.
Yeah.
We're looking because, you know, if these are all fragments, if we are all of the same mind, and these are all just the room full of mirrors, and every single one of these folks are different reflections of us. Because there are certain, you know, for some reason we're drawn to these people.
Yeah.
Well, what is that aspect? Well, it's our aspect that we're drawn to with these people that we see within them. Now, what are those extra other qualities? And what's so cool then is then when you bring all those aspects of yourself together, now there's a very good chance that they might notice aspects of themselves in one another. And
that's true.
And then one of them tells an extraordinary story that goes, bing, 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 bing,
Now then all of a sudden she's like, what? I was just talking with him about this in the car on the way here. Then all of a sudden he goes, now wait a second, what song are you listening to again? Oh my God, I was just talking about that guy because I met him at a party, you know, so, oh God, I just love how that stuff just keeps.
Talking about the mirrors, I also noticed that, like, we're all mirrors of each other, but over time, like, we kept looking at the mirror that it started to become conscious and start to create identities of itself.
Ooh, that's a good way of putting it.
I just grasped that right now.
Cool. It ties into what you guys were talking about a minute ago, too.
Oh, looking into the mirror to yourself.
Wow.
So it becomes its own identity?
Yeah.
Whoa. It's presenting you all these choices of identities, and it's up to you as to decide which kind of chameleon, which one you're malleable enough to become that thing.
That's why what I said earlier about making the feeling like you already experienced the experience you want to experience, the fact that that is possible is because quantum physics tells us that the atom, when you're not observing it, it's in superposition, meaning all positions and no positions at the same time. So once the atom is observed, it is morphed and it is shifted into the observer.
So it's compliant with that intention. It's it's like, okay, what do you want? What do you want? Okay. And
exactly.
You're like, okay, little Sparky, and go get it, you know?
Yes.
And it's like, okay, I'll go do it.
So imagine,
you know, it's ready to
So imagine you direct your energy inward, meaning you seclude yourself from everybody, you hate everything. The atom becomes that hatred, and you start growing diseases, you start feeling numb, you start feeling depressed. These are things that you create within your own self.
And it shows manifestations of itself within your reality
reflections,
because it might come across as some evil person at the in the line while you're waiting for your groceries or whatever. It could be someone who crashes in your car. It could be, you know, that's how it manifests itself. It's like, oh, you're really talking a lot about this. You're really set on fire about this. Evidently, you want more of this. So I'll give you more
of
it. Here's another one. Do you like this one? You know, and it's like, it's like they're still giving it attention. It's like, you know, do you like this? It's like when a cat brings in a dead squirrel and you're like, okay, thank you for giving me that present, but you know, it's like, dude, why did you do that? But it's like, you view it as a present, but you're like, you know, so it's like that kind of thing until that person realizes that they're throwing out the boomerangs, and then those boomerangs are going to come back to them. Just like we were talking about Zelda earlier. You know, you got the boomerang, and what do? You collect all these gems and all these unseen things you didn't expect. That's extra things the boomerang could do. Oh, my God, I love it. I love it. He just collected a gem. H2O. Bling! That was just like Super Mario. You go, bong! It's the thing. That was Zelda. Like, oh my God, that was great. I wish I had that sound effect button. Oh my God.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hijack what you were saying, but
no,
it just it resonated so much. So we see manifestations of those things. And what's so exciting is, as that continues along, it just keeps growing. And then when you start surrounding yourself with folks like this, who, number one, appreciate it, and like to enhance more of it and encourage more of it, and are excited about hearing the stories from others, wow, now we're amplifying it more and more and more and more and more, and now more and more of these examples. So when he goes home, when every one of us goes home, we're going to even come across even more, which is something I didn't bring up on the air. But, of course, there's this beautiful story, which I've talked about on the podcast and on the air, is the fact that I brought out this rainbow moonstone to these guys. First time I met them, I said,
right,
hey, I got this rainbow moonstone. And he reads it under the light, and they're looking at this, they're going, wow. And what's so beautiful then is, and here, read the, there's a little description in there. What's so beautiful then is that he goes, oh yeah, I got a rainbow moonstone. And he brings out a ring, and she goes, I have a rainbow moonstone. And she has like a necklace, and I'm going, of course you do. Of course you do. I mean, it only makes sense. You know, the freaking triangle, the rule of three, the magic number, the 369. Those were the numbers that Nikola Tesla was just like, boop, bada, boop,
hey,
bop. Like,
he just
loved it.
You
want
to hear something funny about that, man? We are posted on the weekends in a place called Madeline Gardens in Pasadena, and according to people, not me, I didn't go research, people that are in there told us in that area, Albert Einstein's office is literally across the street. The man used to sit down and sleep across the street from
my God. You know what we ought to do is go out there and brainstorm in that spot where he would sleep. If we brainstormed in there and came up with ideas, could you imagine what kind of...
The way that we found that out was because we went to the crystal shop down the street, and there is this lady there looking at a stone called Larimar that I went there to get, and she was asking them if they had any jewelry, and I looked at her, and I was paying. I was like, you know, I didn't say anything, and we walked out, and I mentioned to him, I feel like I need to tell her, you know. So he's like, yeah, go for it. So I go back inside, and I mentioned to her that I make jewelry, and she said she got chills, and that she really loved it, and
your jewelry is so special.
She took the order, you know, and we met her later, and we really bonded with her and her friend that she brought along. And that's how we found out that they used to do sound healing at that Einstein's Cube. And they knew that.
Wow, sound healing sounds like
He lived there and worked there.
Einstein's
Amazing.
Cube?
Yeah.
Now, what is that?
What's Einstein's Cube?
I think it was the room that he sat in and did his research. You know, he spent most of his time alone.
So they bring sound meditation? What did you
say? No.
They
like,
were doing that a few years back.
Like, in the same location where Einstein used to brainstorm and study, they visited it through sound healing. They would do sound healing in the same area.
Oh, my God.
So to know the people that did that and then for them to tell us that, like, I trip out because I'm into Alan Watts. Like, you already know.
Yeah,
I'm into all these philosophers and geniuses, honestly. I'm into them, like, to the point I dream with them. Like, I believe in their energy so much. Like, and they're me, you know? Like,
dude,
it's
great when you see aspects of yourself in other
and it's funny
information
because,
that echoes.
Yeah, because before I was the person that wasn't striving for anything.
Do you don't have any kids, right?
Not that I know of.
All right.
But
All right, man. So you say.
Is your mom's name Veronica?
This is trippy.
Oh, no.
Okay,
you know what
it
is?
Checking.
You know what it is? It's the fact of the matter is that I personally improved my self-being. And I don't know, you know, I don't know you for a long time, but I could tell your energy, your enthusiasm, it equals what I've come to visualize as a person should carry themselves. You know, not be afraid to speak, not be afraid to stand up for yourself, because at the end of the day, it's you yourself is the only person that you got.
Yeah,
you're
the
so
only
I
person
stand
you get
for
you
myself.
Hang out
you
with
know,
you.
Like, what the fuck?
You're
I'm
the
gonna
one
wrap
out
this
with you.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'm gonna
like
wrap
I wasn't a jewelry maker. I never envisioned myself as a jewelry. But guess what? I enjoy it and my wife enjoys it. So let's continue it. And guess what? It became a business. And now we got people giving us $10 a pop. Man, I'm telling you, it's becoming a dream because these people that are buying from us are getting compliments.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
The
yeah,
compliment.
No. As soon as I saw his, I was like, "Oh my God, that thing is really cool!" And he started bragging.
And
about
a lot
it.
Of them are giving. <bragging.
laughs> And a lot of them are giving the gifts, meaning they're buying from us to give it as a gift.
I want
to
see those glasses wrapped up. I've been looking at those things the whole time, saying
dude,
these are missing
wait,
wires.
Oh shit! Yeah, dude,
yes,
that would be awesome.
Great.
Oh God, what?
Or maybe
oh
wait,
my God, designer
and
glasses.
Oh, like
frickin-
with the gem here, like a.
Oh
gem.
Shit! Yeah.
It would have to be a facet.
Dude, you guys.
A what?
A facet gem, like a
you
beautiful
guys.
Gem, like a
yes.
high-end gem.
Yeah, for
oh
sure.
Oh my God.
Dude, I could see those being sold on Beverly,
dude.
For real.
Dude.
You know what? You just gave me an idea.
Whoa, man.
Yes.
Whoa,
taking
man.
Note right now.
Because
yeah.
I've seen
man.
The regular glasses with it, you know, but never with the... With
oh
the
my
those
God.
Those are some gangster
oh
fucking,
God.
You know...
Third
some
eye glasses,
cool shit,
holy
man.
Moly, that'd be beautiful.
That'd be fucking great.
Shit.
Hey, you know what?
It
yeah,
activates your, especially if you put
it's
a crystal
yeah,
in that
it
activates
right
your,
there,
right there next to the pineal gland, and the way that reverberates
yes,
things
are working. The tiger's working
oh
already,
God.
Guys.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God,
endorses
yeah.
This
and then you've got the chain that
yeah,
comes
but
with
look,
it.
What I'm
you know, like,
really,
it's a gift
yeah.
box set, and it all reverberates together.
That brings us the joy, the energy that we want. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Not the energy that we want. The energy that we already know we all possess. You know, it's this ether type of energy that I cannot feel or touch without...
Keeping up the mojo.
So imagine, man. Imagine, like, imagine people getting compliments. That means it boosts their self-confidence. Right?
Yeah.
Think about
it. Because there's something within them that reverberates.
So hold on. Look. Let's think like Nikola Tesla. He says the universe is energy, all right? So imagine the happy people. Imagine the happy people that are getting compliments, and then the people that gave the compliment talk about it.
Yes.
That's more energy.
Talk about it. And they give them away, and they give all that energy to someone else.
And you know what's funny?
Yeah.
That energy comes back to us no matter how far they go, because the atom, no matter if it goes miles and miles away, if you affect one, the other one gets the effect simultaneously. So as I grow, as I improve my life, guess what? The crystals that everyone carries increase.
Yeah. The vibe is getting stamped right in there.
I am not bullshitting when I say this. I thrive in disciplining myself in ways that, you know what? It's not easy, you know? I'm not saying eating right. No. I'm talking about being silent within and appreciating everything for what it is. Okay? I'm not judging nobody. I'm not criticizing. Do whatever you want. Just don't be around my space, you know? Don't get in my space.
Stay out of my personal space.
No, really. That's the only thing that everyone, you know, has. You know?
Because we're mirrors and it's going to reflect. So it's always happening.
And I spoke with her before we started the business. We're going to meet great people. They're going to come to us. We're not going nowhere. We're not going to apply nowhere. We're not
joking.
Gonna...
I think you're the Kanye West of the wire.
Shoot, man.
And
thank you, dude, because,
and
you know, pretty soon I'm gonna start a band, dude, and I'm going to be in the metal scene, man.
Oh.
I've been in the metal scene before, but it didn't work out because of drugs.
Well, you can do positivity metal. You can do, you know, imagine lacing all the energy and the vibes that you got right now into the...
I'm going to do sacred geometry type of...
Ooh,
energy.
There you go.
I'm gonna let people know through riddles and passages.
Yeah,
that's, you
know, the way to
I
do wanna it. That's
be very
way
talented, man, because you know what? I have fucking Dave Mustaine and Chris Pullin's signature in my arm.
That's
from Megadeth. And that was a dream from when I was 6 years old and I realized it.
Wow.
Because
dude.
I kept the vision and
you kept envisioning it?
Yeah, man. I always said to myself, I'm great. I'm not competing with nobody. I know there's people out there that are way better than me. But you know what? In my room, in my heart, I'm great. And no one could take that away, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
Well, I think because you're also appreciating the vision over anything else. You're not caring about, your ego is not caring at all about the outward whatever, accolades. You're just so concerned about the reality and the excitement that you're getting out of creating that reality for yourself.
And it's beautiful.
Getting a kick out of it.
I get like a vibration.
There's that purity,
like,
in there.
It's like if I'm elevating and my skin is tearing apart and coming together, but it's not painful. It's this ecstasy, this ooze of love and compassion. I can't describe it, to be honest. But that's the feeling that we all strive to be, because...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, no one likes to be sad. No one
right,
likes to be
right.
angry. Although they say they do. Although they say, oh, I hate the world. No, you don't.
Yeah,
you know,
you don't really...
You
don't want to hate the world.
Yeah,
no,
you know you love somebody in the end. Don't
you
have a partner? Don't
you're
you
almost
have a
hoping
mother?
For the best, right? Everyone's hoping for the
so,
best.
So, cut the bullshit already, you know? Like, I want to tell people that, you know? Like,
yeah.
Cut the bullshit. Stop hating on yourself, most and foremost. Because that's where it starts, you know. But yeah, I'm going to do it through what I said, you know, sacred geometry type of lyrics. But the metal is going to continue. I like that type of sound.
I just learned math and rock from these guys.
Feeling frequencies as well.
Binaural beats, that'd be fun to lace those in there.
Hey, I like how fast you draw, man.
Thank you. It's been a joy to create what's... called hello. I kind of set out to make sort of ugly art, I guess. Art that's just kind of like slightly
cool.
Not necessarily nightmarish, but just Just something that...
It reminds
that,
me of a drawing I made one time.
Yeah.
It's like a... I think you saw it. It was like a regular face, right? And then it had a mushroom head and like a snail body. So
That's crazy.
You just mix things up and it's not your regular image.
Yeah, it's fun. The surreality of the whole thing. It's just... It's so fun to like... To mess with the realities of certain. Actually, could you draw something on here? Just add to it in any way you want. Well, actually, I would love for all of us to add to it in any way we want, and then I'll take a photo of it.
Oh, you guys still have time? Like we.
Do you guys got a skedaddle?
No, we have time.
Yeah,
we have time.
You took a train out here?
We got a lift.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, we're good.
We gotta get to a place to retrieve very essential. Important items.
That's not until after 5.
Okay.
So.
Also,
okay.
Feel
yeah,
free to give away these to any people that you think would appreciate such,
okay.
You know, heck, there might even be more candy or fun toys in there that might appeal to you. So feel free to have those.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's.
Yeah,
there's
we will.
We always appreciate the finer nuances and details of things. And, can you put your blue glasses on for me, please? I just think this is so cool. Just how this looks. He's got the red orange to the yellow, and then in the corner it turns to green, and then dude, right away he's got the greenish, then purplish.
What?
Dude, it's so cool. Just to see that, man. Like this is just perfect. We're talking about mirrors. We're talking about reflections.
Dude, but I didn't bring mine today because I had because I brought my stuff for my equipment for my show, but I have glasses very similar and stuff.
Oh my
like
god,
I wear constantly.
Man,
sorry, I'm.
This
kinda,
has been such.
I'm
a,
figuring out the next step in our. Trip,
oh yeah.
And it's like, I'm kind of concentrating a little bit.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I'm
so
not
that's
trying
right.
to cut off conversation.
No.
Okay.
This is good. Yeah, I got to figure out the.
The logistics of what we're doing next.
Yeah,
because
we got to go back. Towards.
North Hollywood.
Yeah, and then shoot. Well, yeah, we got to get up to Sunland. Sunland. You know, maybe there's a... Wouldn't that be great if there's a bus? Just one bus that would take us right from here straight to Sunland. Wouldn't
that'd
that
be great.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Maybe,
just drops
not,
us
maybe
off?
Maybe not too far from here.
Dude, perhaps. That'd be so fun if it just went straight to the door of Sunspace. With the way that the stuff has been going today, I would not be surprised if something that simple existed out there, you guys. I mean, the manifestations of reality are such an all-time high right now. And you guys met the Wizard of L.A., right? You guys met the Wizard of L.A., right? When I met you guys up on the rooftop.
Wait, who was that?
Was Lumi the all-seeing eye there?
Who was
Pyramid? Did you see a pyramid up on stage?
No.
Up on the roof? Oh, no. Okay.
There was a Buddha head.
Oh, yeah, there was a big Buddha. Yeah, there was. There was a big Buddha. Are you two both artists?
Yeah.
You like to draw? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you ever made wire frames? Have you ever thought about, like, animatronic stuff? That might be interesting. Have you been talking about that? Of course you have.
Someone already brought it up to our attention. A painter, he wants us to put crystals around the frames.
Whoa.
So I'm going to be doing that pretty soon. Like, we're pretty...
Whoa.
I don't know.
Dude, we could create a crystal monster. Imagine if we did a stop motion, like, crystal monster.
I was about
monster.
To say, make a film.
Shit,
make
that
a
would
film
be great,
and then
dude.
Turn it into Kapow.
Oh, God,
I was thinking
great.
About that.
Yeah, we keep saying that. We're not just jewelry makers. We're artists.
We're
this
artists.
Is, dude, this is fantastic, you guys.
Man,
this is
great. So
because
great.
We all create art and movies and just every... You know what? I think the best way to describe us... Well, I don't want to... put this umbrella on all of us, but just the idea of artists, just artists, you know, because we just like to use everything as the canvas, right? But creating something like that, because we got all these great fun skills.
A bird just flew in, did a circle, and flew
out. Are you serious right here?
That's why I said, whoa!
Oh my god, oh my god.
I couldn't tell you guys, it was
awesome. It was so silent.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my god. Did you see it?
No.
Everybody didn't see it.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Oh my god.
That's
I love
amazing.
The fact. Okay, this is great because this has been rolling. So this magical moment
I'm
has happened.
I'm not kidding, guys.
Oh
a
my
bird
god.
Came,
dude.
Did a circle and then flew out.
Oh my god.
Right when you were saying
dude.
That.
Wow.
Right
dude,
when
this
saying.
Is great. Oh my god, this is great. Oh my god, this is great.
That right there.
We got the all-seeing eye. Look at this, you guys. You got your crystals. This is astounding.
Well, we've all got them now.
We've all got the crystals, man.
You guys.
Yeah, totally.
You guys, this is intense. This is intense, man.
We appreciate what
this is intense. What you guys do. I mean, this is. There's so much detail in this stuff. Ooh, what about a mask? What about a copper mask? Oh, with the jewels like near the eyes and the, like a multi-eyed face,
like a Venetian mask.
Oh god! Oh,
the one with the stick.
Oh, maybe
could be one.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm also imagining one maybe that has like a hinged jaw. How crazy would that be?
Maybe
it's got like crystal teeth, crystal fangs.
Imagine all right. So apparently, what you're telling me is gold, because right now. We already did two of these with the idea itself. So I'm going to get those masks. I'm going to try to get whatever you guys are envisioning and try to learn how to do masks with copper too, like hammering it or getting the flat one and then trying to bend it to a certain.
Whoa. Okay, so if you had a mannequin head, could you bend it easily among that face?
Yep.
So at least you'll have that sort of as a canvas, so to speak. Oh my god, I can only imagine the kind of crazy intricate.
He can mold the face out of a single piece of copper, but then he could also have like little indents that come out, and you can weave the copper, you know, through that, so you can have.
Dude.
So you can add those embellishments.
And you know what, then the copper sheets will do that, just that.
That could be like a cool.
Because they sell thin copper sheets.
Yeah.
So like you said, we put it into the masking of a face.
Yeah, mold it on there.
Yeah.
And then it'll be
light. It won't be heavy.
And then you could also do more intricate designs with the wire through it and around As just like an embellishment to the mask.
Now, can copper, is it kind of like solder where you can melt it too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Wow, that's
crazy. Dude, could you imagine now lights shined on that mask in certain ways? You just see the shadows.
Hold up now. Here's something I'm seeing here. All right, so I've been talking more about adding more physical elements to my show and to live audio manipulation and programming. Now, and so of course it happens to come that I happen to meet this performance artist called. 80 kV, and I see, you know, I met her at a noise fest, and I've seen her show recently, just a few weeks ago, and she does electronic coding, and so she wears this almost like it's almost like the skeleton, like if you can imagine like the skeleton of a Nintendo Power Glove or something, but she has it on each finger, and then she has something else for another hand, so. One hand, each finger does and affects the sound, and the other hand, you know, depending on where she moves it, you know, it adds other dimensions to the sound. So she's over there doing, you know, like, you know, holding places to kind of hold the sound, and then moving it about to create it, and it's all. And she made it so very recently. The show that I saw was the first time her doing that, where that was all wireless to her computer, and so I can imagine. Especially with it being copper being so conductive for audio and audio signals, having it, you know, be almost like
a theremin or something?
Yes, almost like a live theremin or something affecting sound.
Whoa.
By the copper itself.
Whoa. Now imagine those crystals being, you know, to have those crystals there, like, energized by that sound. Now imagine if that sound is like 432 Hz. So it's like that that tone, or you know, and all the sound is coming out of there, and it's just being beamed through those crystals. Now
we were just talking with Scott and his son, about working with me and creating some, you know, something like that, like some
kind of
where they can program, you know, something digital that I can move and have affect sound or generate sound or whatever we figure out. So maybe if we can like cross. Pass and we can kind of get those minds working with these minds here, and now they have, you know, they have the knowledge and the coding and the technical, you know, proficiency for electronics, and then these guys have the form factor down, and somehow we can get them together and create something that is totally unique on that
dude.
Spectrum.
Hey, on that roof where we met you,
a musician. I forget his name, but he came up and I spoke to him, and I guess I inspired him enough to for him to share what he was doing in life. And you guys wouldn't... This is synchronicity right here. So he shows me a photo of a device where you put your hand in, mm-hmm. and you operate the sound, and it's a circle. And okay. It's a prototype. Cool. Like, it's very interesting that it's similar to what you were saying.
Wow.
Like, but this thing is like a box. Okay. It's like a prototype, like a...
Right. It's just...
And I guess he's working with it with a few people. But, like, what you're saying, that it's it controls the sound. It's similar to what that machine does.
That's incredible. Do you have his information?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like I
it was go back to that show. And...
It was a brief interaction, mm-hmm. and I don't put things together at the moment. You know?
Something popped into my brain. I imagined this visual while you guys were talking about this. Is that okay? So for instance, I have an attachment for this camera that goes over it. It's an attachment with different lenses. One of them is a macro lens, so I could see the hairs on my hand. Could you imagine? So you get a macro lens camera that is on a crystal, and you're shining a light through it through different aspects, and that's projected up on the screen. How fun would that be as you see this, like, and while that's going on, while the show is happening, and so there's just, like, these different, you know, colored lights that are beaming through that crystal, and it's a macro lens, so you see it, like, right up close. You see those crystals. Ooh, that could be kind of fun. Now we also
gotta get some big close-up shots and then put links to it on the interwebs. Do you guys have like Etsy and stuff like that?
We have a website.
Yeah?
We have a website.
Okay, gotta make sure to check that out.
Well, what was the website name again?
It's Crystals Art Love.
Crystals Art Love.
CrystalsArtLove.com.
Crystals Art Love. Instagram too. Those photos you guys take, what kind of camera are you using for those photos? It is so
really?
Crispy.
But you know
oh
what?
Oh my god.
You know what it is?
Details
it's
are
like,
incredible.
Like I mess around with the settings too, you know. Like
I love that. I love pulling out colors and
mm-hmm.
Man.
So to get thank you. Thank you so much. That's perfect.
Oh yeah.
Oh that's a
thank
cool
you.
Painting too.
Oh, thank you.
That's his art.
That's my art.
Is it
that is great.
Color?
It's a pastel
dude, that's great.
And colored pencil.
Oh, look, we could view the place today.
Nice.
They gave us the codes again. Oh, so we're in the process of moving,
uh-huh.
and we found a nice studio, and I think we're in.
Okay.
We're going to see it today,
oh.
but our lives is just...
That's fantastic.
It's badass.
Oh,
that's you know?
Dude,
so
that
like,
is
what
great.
Is
it in?
It's still in East Hollywood,
yeah.
but it's right in the middle of Santa Monica, Vermont, and Sunset.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's in that area. Close where Hollywood and Sunset intersect.
Oh, wow.
The streets.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, we're very excited because it's going to give us more opportunity to create and to cook.
Oh, no, that's
you
good.
Know, things like that you need, you know,
yeah.
a space where you could actually, for instance, like you said, you know, we're right here, you know, we're... This is a mastermind group right now, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So me and my wife, we always... have a mastermind group in our home, you know, by,
oh, wow.
you know, feeding different ideas. Like, for instance, we're going to go see Greg Brendon, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and two other females that I'm not too familiar with.
Gesundheit. Oh, Gesundheit.
But these people are scientists, you know, and they influence our thinking. They talk about the quantum physics and the atoms. They reference Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla. So these people are really in tune with the higher thinking. You know,
revealing yourself into your reality, what you desire for yourself.
So imagine
that is so cool.
So imagine you guys met two people that are going to Arizona to be in that hall, where other people are like minded.
Incredible. This is like a precursor. This is a foreshadowing for you guys.
So imagine. I respect what you do. I respect what both of you do. And whatever information you gather on your own, you guys bring it to this circle.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I've come to realize, my friends, that you guys want to be around people that are thinking
absolutely.
These type of things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like enough trying to convince people that don't think this. Like enough, you know.
That was me breaking free and finding you, someone else who was like really... Like, I observed things about myself that I wanted to improve, but I didn't, like, I would put focus on it every day to put some effort into it. But it's like, it happens over time. Like, you manifest it over time. And then I meet you for desiring that for myself. And through meeting other people from this network, it networks out more. And then I'm able to express more to my truth without trying to convince anyone by just making those actions to like separate. And it's just, you're creating that reality through your intention, through your focus. It morphs for some reason. Like, you go to sleep every day believing that that the earth is healthy, and that everyone is improving, that everyone is awakening to who they are, and the truth of the atom. It'll morph because it's changing within you. You don't have like even if some aspect comes to you and you have to deal with it by expressing truth, just expressing truth and going along with your day, it changes things.
It's interesting too. I've noticed that, like, when as we each dive deeper into creating the art that we want to see and becoming the media and putting it out there and just going, hey, I've got so many ideas that are calling my attention right now that I've got to just give my attention to. Like, that to me is number one priority. Like, whatever my ideas have got to get done, like, that's the thing. I plan on getting all those ideas done before I die. Like, that to me is like the main goal. That's the main goal right now. Like, I'll feel ahead of the game once I get all those ideas done, you know. And it's like one of those kinds of things of like you want to be allegiant to it. You want to be like, oh, they're all your little children. Hey, what about me? What about me? What about me? You know.
We should probably consider
finding our way out of here.
Getting the train, like, yeah. Finding the right train.
Yeah, so, yeah, so yeah.
Were you able to find anything there?
Yeah. It looks like there's
a couple options.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will talk to you later.
You guys will probably.
My buddy just told me that his son has a sort of a pneumonia type of situation, and they had to take him on an ambulance to this emergency room, and they said that he might have something called valley fever. Of course, that's stirred up something in my brain. I'm thinking about Valley Fever. That would be a great, like, 80s kind of film, kind of like a Valley Girl type of thing. And Valley Fever, how cool is that? Valley Fever. And of course, maybe it starts with what they think is the Valley Fever, and then it gets worse and it turns into, you know, maybe slightly a zombie kind of thing. Or maybe like leprosy type of thing. Valley Fever. What if the people start forming valleys in their skin? Maybe they start forming like these weird, like, whoa, 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 almost like, I'm imagining like bubble wrap, but the opposite way, where it's just like the divots in there. Valley Fever. So rather than like chicken pox goes on the outside, it inverts. Goes concave. Convex, I think, is when it pops out like a dome. Concave is when it goes in like a spoon. So Valley Fever. Maybe a girl gets Valley Fever before her prom and she decides to show up. Ooh, it turns out that she meets a kid there who also has Valley Fever. Now, I don't know if it's contagious or not. That's something we have to figure out within the movie. Valley Fever, is it contagious? How long does a person have it? Do they die? What happens? You know, imagine maybe there's like an x-ray. They show an x-ray of the inside of the person, and their organs and everything just starts just getting divots in it. Oh, like a golf ball. Yeah, like a golf ball. Hmm.
watch instead will exit the woods.
Something to think about. Wait, Valley Fever. Oh my god, there was something that was already invented. Valley Fever. There was something that was already invented. Oh my god. Is that what it's called? Oh no, Valley Heat. Oh, that's called Valley Heat. That's right. But he who plays it, Alton Clemente, he made something called Valley Heat. Good, I could still make Valley Fever. Can zombies climb mountains? If zombies cannot climb mountains, then you know you're safe. I was just thinking about the idea of how there are those who want to be immediately famous. They want to be known by everybody everywhere all at the same time. They want everybody's all eyes on their project. It creates this interesting balance because when you don't have anyone watching what you're doing, you're more able to create what you want to create, how you want to create it, in the manner that you feel is best to do it in. The more eyes that are on what you're doing, the more critiques are coming in, and the more people are trying to get their fingers in what's going on and saying, you should do this, you should do that. And it's, I'll just say this to you folks who are creators, and you're going, well, no one's watching what I'm doing, or no one's listening to what I'm doing, or happy that you are in this ability to create what you want to create, how you want to create it, without having a cavalcade, an entourage, if you will, following you around, telling you how you should do it, what's the best thing for you, this is the direction it's going to go in, yada, yada, yada. So be happy that you are able to really stretch out. I was given the permission and the cosign, if you will, the approval to experiment with the movie Bloody Bobby, to have a screening, to see how it would go. So to be able to do that at Sunspace and test it out, it's just so exciting to me. So exciting. More on this. Oh yeah, by the way, so we're on our way to Sunspace. One of our buddies left his backpack there. Left all of his supplies. For those of you, well, Me Clown was at the facility last night, and as you've heard, Me Clown has been a sponsor on this podcast. In fact, I probably ought to run their commercial. That's, yeah, I'll most likely put their commercial on here right after this. They sponsored last night's event along with Hollywood World. And Me Clown got up, did some vaudeville. It was just so cool. So they did a Me Clown Value Network there, which is sort of like a QVC kind of home shopping network kind of thing. So they shot that there last night. However, his bag with all the cameras and all the stuff he needs is in there. So we're on our way. We got done with Inspirato Projecto. Found a bus, hopped on the bus, and now we're on our way over there to Sunland, Sunspace Sunland. It's been a terrific journey, a quest, and it's so much, just so much fun hanging out with a couple of artists. All right, more on this later.